But during the 6th century, the Arab tribe of the Bani Qaila had emigrated from South Arabia and settled in the oasis alongside the Jews. They then formed two distinct clans, Aus and Khazraj, which eventually became two separate tribes. Gradually, the Arabs acquired their own land, built their own fortresses, and by the early 7th century were in a slightly stronger position than the Jews. But despite the inevitable competition over resources, Jews and pagans were able to coexist. The Jews often employed the Arabs to transport their dates, while the Arabs respected the skills and heritage of the Jews, seeing them as a people of high lineage and properties, whereas we were but an Arab tribe who did not possess any palm trees nor vineyards, being people of only sheep and camels. But by the time of the pilgrims' meeting with Muhammad in 620, the situation had deteriorated. The ingrained tribal rivalry had surfaced, and Aus and Khazraj were now engaged in a bloody conflict with one another. The Jewish clans had become involved in their struggle, Nadir and Qurayza supporting Aus, while Qaynuqa was allied to Khazraj. By 617, there was stalemate. Neither side could gain ascendancy. Everybody was exhausted by the violence. At certain key moments, Abdullah ibn Ubay, a chief of Khazraj, had stood aloof from the fighting and thus acquired a reputation for impartiality. Some saw him as a possible king or supreme chief who could enforce law and order. But the Arabs were averse to monarchy, and this type of experiment had never worked well in the peninsula. The Aus were naturally reluctant to hand the leadership to a member of Khazraj, while the other chiefs of Khazraj were equally unwilling to relinquish their power to Ibn Ubay. The 6 pilgrims immediately realised that as the spokesman of Allah, Muhammad would be a far more effective arbitrator, or hakam, than Ibn Ubay. They had no problems with his religious message, because for some time the Arabs of Yathrib had been drifting towards monotheism. The Aus and Khazraj had long felt inferior to the Jews because they had no scripture of their own, and the pilgrims were thrilled to hear that God had finally sent a prophet to the Arabs. They made their formal surrender to God on the spot with high hopes. "We have left our people, for no tribe is so divided by hatred and rancour as they. Perhaps God will unite them through you. So let us go to them and invite them to this religion of yours. And if God unites them in it, then no man will be mightier than you." But they admitted that they had little influence in the oasis and needed to consult their chiefs and wise men. If he was to be an effective arbitrator, it was essential that he have wide support. They promised to report back to Muhammad in a year's time. It was a decisive moment. Circumstances had forced Muhammad to look beyond Mecca, and even to entertain the extraordinary idea of abandoning his tribe to take up permanent residence with another.